Courageous, bombastic, generous, caring for the poor, autocratic, ambitious, ruthless, and rumbustious. These elements and more can be used to assess the extraordinary life of Hugo Chavez. Thrice president of the country, whose power structure he initially tried to overthrow as a paratroop lieutenant colonel, Chavez's philosophy during his 14 unbroken years in power, apart from a brief failed coup attempt, was based on a Bolivian-style revolutionary socialism nicknamed Chavism. He utilized Venezuela's oil billions, building homes for the poor and helping them to rise from abject dispossession, while at the self-same time, inflation rose steeply and crime could be measured in waves. Now Hugo Chavez has died. Will his particular style of leadership and system of rule outlive him? His chosen successor, Vice President Nicolas Maduro, already seems to have blotted his copybook by claiming that foreign interests poisoned Chavez, triggering cancer, an assertion that Washington has dismissed as silly. There's re-elected National Assembly Speaker Diosdado Cabello, an opposition leader and state governor Henrique Capriles. Someone else could also emerge. Will Venezuela's ample oil continue to bolster Cuba in subsidized flows? Will channels of bile continue to be aimed at the United States? Nothing's forever, and there are bound to be changes. The question is what they'll be and how rapidly they'll come about. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.